Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it's Wednesday, May the 5th, 2021. And I have the honor to have Charlene on with me. And she's, besides being a nurse, she also went through the divinity school, should we say. And so she knows a little few things about end time prophecies and other things that are going on, should we say. We can see it. But we're here today to talk about these vaccinations and the number of deaths, the amount of sickness. How come people aren't even returning to go get the second vaccinations? How many people are croaking and are pushing it on infants down to 6 months old? And Charlene's come up with some significant numbers. And so with that said, welcome, Charlene. How are you today?
Good.
All right. Give us your numbers. Tell us what's going on with the vaccinations, what you've discovered.
30% of Americans have been vaccinated. That's why they're in ultra hyper mode to try to get us all vaccinated now, because only 30% fell for the scam.
Okay, now that means 30% of the American people took it, and they're going to end up really in very, very serious condition. Tell us what their condition is going to be, because they're already croaking. They're dying right and left from this stuff, aren't they? Now, well, give the numbers out to what you remember on this, because you've done some other shows with me, and you've been studying these numbers. So, like, how many infants, as an example, who are getting the shots that are 6 months or older, how many are dying in America?
I think 10%.
Staggering. Uh-huh. Staggering numbers. Now, how many people are the elderly are dying?
What's happening to the infants that are getting these shots? If they don't die, some of them are dying immediately in the doctor's office after receiving the shot. Most of them are getting autoimmune diseases and are swelling up like tomatoes.
Okay.
And I have an autoimmune disease, which is rheumatoid arthritis, and you're injecting this stuff into your kid's going to be having rheumatoid arthritis and swelling joints for the rest of their life.
Okay.
Whatever life they're going to have. Now, when they're injecting this, I was letting Stu hear some recordings on somebody's website that I've been listening to, with somebody's doctors coming out with what's going on with these people dying.
Well, play one.
As people of America, we have the right to sue these doctors and nurses and all these mainstream media hypists. The news anchors, the news agencies, we have the right to sue them. I'm not talking class action lawsuits. Forget that. You only get pennies. No, we're going and you start suing the nurses and the doctors. And you start suing these news anchors who are pushing this shit. When you start suing them, they're going to have to shut up because they can't, guess what? They can't promote that when they got lawsuits going on them and they're losing money. Because you hit them in the wallet like they did us.
Now, aren't a lot of the news anchors, haven't they taken themselves? And
nope.
It's the government agencies that are pushing it. CDC, it's these New World Order pigs. They're all Satanists. And we know, I mean, you've educated people on my show about the fact that this is not only the mark of the beast, which is Revelation 13, it's in the shot. But it breaks down the autoimmune system, and basically you become mush after about 36 to 42 months. Is that about right?
Well, the test that I was letting you listen to, the one girl was sitting there talking about that you start getting Alzheimer's after a year and a half because it starts turning your brain into mush. So you're going to have Alzheimer's. That's if you survive this.
Okay.
And you know what happens when you got Alzheimer's. You're basically...
You're toast.
You're toast.
Okay, now Dr. Tenpenny is one also out here. I think it's Dr. Tenpenny, T-E-N-P-E-N-N-E-Y, has really done some good stuff you've brought to my attention and other people that is out here that people can go to her website and see what she's put out about this.
They're coming after Dr. Tenpenny. They're going after all of us that are sitting there telling people not to get the vaccine. So they'll be coming after me because I sit there and promote do not get the vaccine, and they're coming after us.
Look, they've come after me first, and I got hit first, They
New
hit.
York is saying, just load the high school students on buses and take them to go get their vaccine. This is without their parents' consent, okay? They are injecting babies, 6 months old to 2 years old, with this experimental vaccine, which has the spike protein, which is, you know, these are Franken shots. You don't know what's in them. And the damage that they're doing is you're going to die, okay? So anybody that is letting their kids, are taking their kids to get these vaccines, and they die, it's your fault. I ain't got no more pity for nobody. And, oh, you're a Christian, and you were studying to become a pastor, and you're supposed to love people. Guess what? Not everybody's saved. Not everybody's saved. God tells you that. You know, not all called to be in God's arms. Even Jesus told you, he said what? The road to destruction is very broad, but the road to salvation is what? Narrow. So all these people that are falling for this, they lose their kids. You know what? It's your fault for taking your kid to that crap doctor and injecting them with this experimental vaccine, which has not been FDA approved.
Hadn't even been tested on rats. I mean, we got such a bizarre situation here. We've had an overthrow of the American government. Trump pushed out the door illegally through voter fraud. That's apparent now, like in Arizona. We've had these vaccinations shoved down in this whole facade of a pandemic and a virus. Nothing, and it's amazing. Since the very beginning of this, I showed a can of Lysol. It says right on the back, it kills coronavirus. And they've been FDA approved and everything else since the coronavirus, supposedly, epidemic.
Pandemic. I want you to hear this doctor. Her name is Catherine Austin Fitz.
I know who she is. She's
our
whistleblower.
The billionaires and the technocrats are planning on taking over the planet and how we can stop them. And this is on Health Impact News. And so she's putting it out, and it's very compelling if you want to hear this.
Yes. Look, here's where Austin and I came together. We're in a book called Bushwhacked, both of us, our stories, along with Al Martin, a whole bunch of other people, the Iran-Contra whistleblower. I got his book published, The Conspiracy. Here's the point. She became the investigator on HUD to close it down after I caused the HUD scandal.
Tested and tried and prototyped, and it involves many different industries. So I describe the new system as the end of currencies. So it's, we're not bringing in a new currency, we're essentially bringing in a new transaction system that would be all digital and essentially end currencies as we know them. So what they're trying to do is involves essentially all the money on the planet. So it's big, it's complicated, it's messy, and the challenge they have is how do you market a system that if people understood it, nobody would want. And of course, the way you do that is with a healthcare crisis.
Why did the healthcare crisis get to that?
Because generally, if a few people want to control the many, the question is how can you herd all the sheep into the slaughterhouse without them realizing and resisting? So the perfect thing is invisible enemies. So we had the war on terror. You know, we had invisible terrorists, and then now a virus is perfect because it's invisible. You can't prove that it doesn't exist because it's visible, invisible. So invisible enemies are always the preferred one, particularly if they scare people. If you can use fear and introduce significant fear, then people will need government to protect them from the invisible enemy. And the second tactic, which is very effective, is divide and conquer.
So do you hear what she's saying?
Yes, I hear it. Now, I'm
RNA vaccine injections, an operating system into your body called the software of life.
Interesting. Now, I know Catherine very well. Both of us are written in that book, The Conspirators, Bushwhacked by Yuri DeBankel. And she became the assistant secretary of HUD after I'd caused to come in and clean up HUD under Kemp after I caused the HUD scandal and cratered the whole place, and then they came after me and politically locked me up. Now, I want to bring up another thing about this. She got cratered bad because Al Martin and I and Stephen Dinerstein, who was defense intelligence that busted Al Martin, the Iran-Contra whistleblower, and it was a good thing. They murdered him, by the way, and they're going after a whole bunch of other people right now. And I bring this up, Charlene, because you brought it up. Look, I was one of the first to get hit that I'm aware of, getting falsely arrested by my stalker, which was an FBI bitch, and I decided to blow her cover and stick a camera in her face, and she didn't like it. She followed me another 13 miles and bumped into me, and then I get arrested after calling the police that I got a stalker. And it's up on my website, folks. Now, I know the State of the Nation that you go to, Charlene, had a couple articles of a couple doctors that were whistleblowers that they hit in the middle of the night. SWAT teams went in and raided them and arrested them on some bullshit charge who had been speaking out. Now, I've heard about a couple CI people have been talking, and they've gotten hit. Now, other people are being hit. So that means they think they're doing a cleanup right now and getting rid of mouthpieces out here. They aren't. I'm going to be around a long time as long as people help me. I need a little support at times. And one of them is now, because they took away my $1,400 should be paying this false arrest and all this other shit that's gone on. So I can use a contribution or two.
Well, why don't people donate to me? I want a puppy.
You need a puppy.
You got people donating $5,000 to you. I don't have nobody donating to me.
I don't have people giving $5,000
to me. So this next story from State of the Nation, the criminalization of dissidents. One of the hallmarks of totalitarianism system is the criminalization of a dissident. And this was going on in World War II, and it was called the Enabling Act. The Enabling Act allowed the Reich government to issue laws without the consent of the German parliament, laying the foundation of the complete Nazification of German society. And this happened on March 23rd, 1933. So this is what we're facing. They're coming after us. You can see it in the news. Whereas the New York Times reported last week, German intelligence put coronavirus deniers under surveillance. So they're coming after us.
They're coming after everybody. Is speaking out, and that's what my point was. Anyway.
So this is very bad what we're going to be facing, and what are they going to use? They're going to use food and money as a way to shut us down. And so there's more of us. If 70% of America has not been vaccinated, that proves that we are winning. And that's 70% of America. And you know what? Them 30% that took that vaccine, let them die. You can't help them anyway. Those are the enemies. You know, they should have wear a badge saying that they are vaccinated so that I don't go near them. Okay? Because what they're bringing is what this article that I've been reading, scientists are sitting there saying that this is a self-spreading vaccine. And what happens is, and this is up on, scientists are working on vaccines that spread like a disease. What could possibly go wrong? And this is the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists. So, this is what they're doing. Once a COVID vaccine is approved for public use, which it won't be because the FDA, the head of the FDA, had came out last week on his YouTube channel, and he made the announcement to the whole world that the 17,000 employees that he employed, and none of them will approve the coronavirus vaccine. So all of this that they're pushing is not even approved by the FDA. And you're letting them inject this experimental virus into your children and into you, then, you know, I can't help you. And no. Do I have pity for you? No, because guess what? You took that shot. We warned you. I've been sitting here for how many months, dude, telling them not to do this? A year?
Yeah.
I've been doing this for a year.
Yeah, a year. I've been pounding it out here with others and Jim Fetzer,
Joel. Everybody was doing from the beginning is that it causes your lungs to shut down, it gives you heart attacks, it attacks your immune system, and it causes your brain to try. Okay, so, you know, you want to infect this onto your children, enjoy it, you know. And so, stay away from me. Because as this article is telling you, this is an instead of orchestrating complex and resource-intensive campaign to vaccinate humans against emerging infectious diseases like COVID. We instead stop the dynamic disease that sometimes leaks from animals to people at the source. So when you're getting vaccinated and you got this thing in you, you're walking, let's say you work with somebody and they had taken the vaccine, and you go home and you have sex with your wife, guess what? Now she's going to have messed up periods, she's going to have a miscarriage, and it's your fault for working with these people that have been vaccinated. And it's most of these people, they are miscarriaging, they're hemorrhaging out their uterus lining.
Okay, now let's talk about, besides this vaccine, about the cell phones, about this G5, cranking it up, how it 5G, you know all about it. I mean, look at what it did to our mutual friend out in California that was a nurse.
What this vaccine is doing, when they're sticking that stick up your nose, it's micro antenna. And it's turning you into an antenna, and you are receiving, you are actually hooked up into the cloud. That's what this whole thing is.
They want you.
And once you're hijacked by this virus, you are controlled by the 5G. Let's say they turn up the weapons, the scalar weapons, the 5G, the Wi-Fi, their EMS, and they're zapping you. And what are they doing? They're hurting your body. They're destroying you. They can actually kill you with this. It's giving people heart attacks. The antenna is a receiver for the Wi-Fi. Now you see why they rushed to put in this Wi-Fi. And who put out this 5G? And who put out this coronavirus? Trump. Who was the one that sit there and tell everybody to go get the vaccine? Trump. So all you Trump worshippers, you better get your heads out of your ass. He was a part of it.
Now, Charlene, I look back at everything right now, especially how it was all just so twisted as far as the voting right in our face, right in everybody's face, the American people. And they allowed this to happen. What happened at the Capitol, I don't condemn it. I don't condone it. You know, what happened, happened. Because there was instigators in there. They had some of the Black Lives Matter group in there causing the initial hit into the Capitol. And a lot of patriotic people followed. Okay. And there were some stooges up there, trolls, I call them. Believe me, the FBI has got them all over the place. Division number 5. That's the ones that got me falsely arrested recently because I identified her, put her on camera, and she didn't like it because it blew her cover. She likes a payroll. Following me around, her and her other ones. But anyway, they waste a lot of money on me. They got to be wasting millions. Oh, by the way, other people have been hit. Professor Paul, it used to come on quite often. He got hit by IRS out of Colorado, and he hadn't even lived there since 2017. You know, locking up his bank accounts. That's an example of what they do to people who are speaking out, speaking the truth about the New World Order and Satan. And it's a little dominions out here. I tell you, folks, I know how deep it is. And what I'm going to do to them for what they did to me and a false arrest and a filing, you'll see. You'll see. I'm not going to speak it until it happens. It's not going to be long. I'm going to pay them back. And they're not going to like the payback. It's going to be really severe in court. Anyway, with that said, Charlene, now you know that people are being nailed. They're nailing everybody. They're killing people. They're using this satellite, this sonar technology, Raytheon, E-Systems of Dallas, Texas, the CIA's shadow government hit teams, all the other crap. It's like the guy who went down there and killed the cops, 5 of them in New Orleans or Dallas, wherever it was. He said
there is a cure to get the, if you have been vaccinated, how to get the vaccine out of your body. And you have to go to a pet store, a pet, you know, where you get animal feed, and it's called alfalfa. And you soak and you take a bath in the alfalfa. And what it does is the nanoparticles, the nanotechnology is attracted to the alfalfa, and it leaves your body. Once you get out of the tub, you have to put on rubber gloves and clean out all the nanobots out of your bathtub. So there is a cure how to get these nanobots out of your body if you have received the injection.
So you do alfalfa. Who is claiming this?
Five doctors give testimony. Carrie Majot.
Where's the video at, or their testimony?
The State of the Nation.
State of the Nation. People can find it up there. Okay.
Doctors testify COVID is a bioweapon. So there is a cure how to get this. If you receive the vaccine and you are sick, or you just got the vaccine, you can get this vaccine out of you by taking an alfalfa bath. And that means head to toe.
Interesting. Okay, there's something I didn't know. So.
About throwing the poison out of you, they're attracted to the alfalfa, the nanobots.
Interesting. Interesting. So if you know anybody's taking the shot out of being fooled, folks, there you go. Might be the solution. I don't know. All I know is I got a nurse on here. She's very intelligent when it comes to these numbers and watching things. And she's been giving it.
My baby dies after drinking breast milk from his newly injected mother. So don't tell me this isn't corrupting your baby and it's not spreading. It's in your breast and it's in your organs. So it's shedding. It can jump off of your skin, and they're calling it shedding or spreading, but it's really a transmitter.
Okay, now Charlene, you know that we get chemtrailed all the time. I mean, they've had this operation Cloverleaf.
What it is the chemtrail. The chemtrails, the aluminum, with this 5G and this vaccine, what it does is liquefies your body organs. That's why some of these people, their insides, like the boxer and Hank Aaron, and what was the other boxer's name? Their insides liquefied. They died from their insides liquefied on them, and this does do that.
Okay, now the chemtrails, I mean...
Well, see, the aluminum turns the particles, the nanobots, and they works as a conductor, and they liquefies your organs.
Dr. Karnik Khan was the first to report about the chemtrails, and that was Operation Cloverleaf, U.S. Air Force, and there's two other operations that they use, operational names. And you can see it because these chemtrails are not contrails. When an airplane hits the moisture, it creates a contrail, dissipates, disappears behind it in a short period of time. These things leave a streak, and they spread out to a cloud-looking thing that comes down on us. Now, we got such activity going to 40,000 feet in the way of metal, and it's not only aluminum, it's barium, it's nickel, it's all kinds of stuff, because the one that owns Hannah's Herb Shop, Hannah Kruger was her name, I met her. Spoke at her church group up there a couple of times, Patriots. Here was the point. She does Hannah's Herb Shop.com, the herbs. Cures. She's written about the book, The Cure for All Cancers, quite famous. She tested before she started covering her herbs with plastic, clear plastic, to make sure that they're not contaminated before her death. She had tested and found barium, nickel, aluminum, all kinds of things in samples that she was collecting up there where they were spraying her farm and all over Colorado, the Front Range, they call it. But so the proof and evidence is out there. I've had a pilot on before with Dr. Croft, a friend of his, that was spraying this stuff, an Air Force pilot. He wasn't proud of it. He did an interview with a throwaway cell phone a while back, a few years back. I'll have to repost it. But Charlene, not only the chemtrails, but they're doing this with weather wars, with HAARP. Folks, look these up. They're out there on the internet. Still a lot of stuff on a HAARP, Higher Roar Project, and how they control the jet stream and move it like a snake. Comes down the California coast, suddenly takes a left hook or a right hook, and goes across Arizona, and then it, all of a sudden it takes another hook and it comes up the Midwest and it's
and will not approve any COVID-19 vaccine because of this. And this is posted on State of the Nation, posted by Lyme. States the medical mafia or politicians pushing that already proven to deadly experimental COVID-19 while claiming they are safe and FDA approved are simply lying through their teeth in the name of profit and control. The FDA came out and told you they will not approve this vaccine. So anyone who's taking these shots, look, I can't save them, Stu. You're not going to be. And here, up in 8,000, wow, this is State of the Nation, wow, 8,430 dead and 354,177 vaccine injured in Europe alone.
Shows
and
what
that's up on Europe Vigilance European database, a suspected adverse drug reaction reports. Now, the one video I was letting you listen to, what was her name? Yolanda Norris Clark, and it's called Shedden, the Kill Shot. She talks about that Europe has a website where you can upload your information that your parent or your loved one died from the COVID vaccine. They won't even receive anymore. So that means tens of thousands of people aren't even able to report that their loved ones have died from receiving the vaccine. And right now, in Israel, they got several lawyers that are suing the state of Israel because of the COVID vaccine. 5,600 people have died from taking the vaccine, and tens of thousands are paralyzed and permanently disabled, and they're suing them for Nuremberg crimes against humanity.
The suits in international court
has accepted. So we're waiting for a response to see. And there's several countries that got involved in that. Costa Rica, Italy, I think Netherlands, and I think America, they're starting to do that here. They're going after them for Nuremberg crimes. Here in America, there's lawyers that are going after them also.
Good. That needs to be done because that's what they've done. They we need lawyers to do it, okay? But if they got them in international court, Israel, they're in trouble. Believe me. Ramsey Clark, former attorney general underneath JFK, John Kennedy. He was the one that helped Peltier that was locked up with me for a few days up there in Denver as they were transporting him to the big hole in the ground. He was a Billy Jack in the movie, folks. You know, they portrayed it as him. But what it was over, and he was illegally locked up, Ramsey Clark has tried to defend him, is the fact that they were turning back oil lease numbers on the pumps up in South Dakota where he was at, and they were bad FBI agents going out there turning them backwards. He reports it to another FBI district, and they killed these two good FBI agents investigating the two bad ones for the Bush crowd, and they end up killing him and blaming him and another Indian on the reservation because they're the ones that caught him. So he's locked up for life illegally. I've met him. Good guy. Otis Johnson, Super Spook, was there too and said he was a good guy. Knew it. But Charlene.
On the CDC data tracking, they have 32% of Americans have been vaccinated.
Now, Charlene, Ramsey Clark went against George Herbert Walker Bush in international court in The Hague, and he wrote a book about it later. And I'm trying to think of the name of the book, but he wrote a book about it, about the indictments he got in The Hague against the Bushes, but yet they could never be served out of international court. In other words, they could go any place he wanted to, Daddy Bush, but yet he couldn't be arrested. These people are above the law, folks. There's no rule of law for them. Anyway, go on, Charlene.
Who cares?
There's got to be a rule of law. That's the caring part of it. And if attorneys are willing to sue, that helps. Now, this is all good news you're reporting as far as the attorneys. People starting to do something about it. But the people that already been hit, well, maybe the alfalfa will work, maybe it won't. But all I can say is you were stupid enough to do it. Now you got your mark of the beast, by the way. That is the mark in Revelations 13. It's got the chip in it. I saw it.
Mark of the beast, that you won't be able to buy or sell unless you receive this mark of the beast. And what are they telling everybody? You won't be able to go into a store, you won't be able to work, you won't be able to buy, you won't be able to do anything unless you get this COVID vaccine and get your COVID passport. That sounds like the mark of the beast to me.
Yeah, and Christians are warned not to do this.
CDC COVID-19 total U.S. vaccination update, 30% fully vaccinated. Epic fail. And that's why they're busting our dicks. Because 70% of America has not received the vaccine.
Yep, and they're pushing the max. The ledges like here, they're pushing it. I think it's...
After the children, because what are children? They're stupid.
Now, on the local news... They're pushing, I'm not sure which one it was. I believe Children's Mercy is where they said it was going to be. But they're pushing for everybody, if you got a 6-month old, or bring them down to be tested and test your own kids, your school kids, because they want everybody vaccinated at the schools and they want to make sure that they do a test run on some of these younger kids.
The nasal swab that they're sticking up your nose is a nanobot which goes into your brain and it's causing the Alzheimer's.
Now, yeah, that's correct. But what they're pushing now is, oh, let's do a test run on the kids over here. And, I think it's Children's Mercy Hospital, and we'll test the younger ones right now. On the local news this morning, and yesterday, I think it was also. I'm going,
for any parent that is sending their kid to school, and they are taking your kid to go get a vaccine, you have the right to sue your teachers, the principal, and the school board. Every member on the school board, if something happens to your kid, they have no right to fucking inject your children with the experimental vaccine when it's not even FDA approved.
That's correct. And you can sue them and stop it, and your child can go to school there. That's what needs to be done.
Teachers and principals and sue them all. You hit them in the purse strings, and guess what? This crap will stop.
There you go.
Not in the purse strings, hit them in the purse strings.
There you go, Charlene. I like your attitude. Now,
Cuomo is done. Just load all the high school kids up on a bus and take them to the vaccine centers and get them vaccinated. This governor is evil.
He
needs to be arrested. And right now, Bill Gates and Melinda Gates are getting a divorce. If I was her, I think evil. I would pay Hillary Clinton a couple billion dollars to blow up his plane so I get all the money.
Careful what you say, Charlene. I know you're joking.
The richest man on the planet. He's got $1 trillion, and it'll be all yours, you know?
I heard you, Charlene. I'm just laughing at it, you know. I know reality. You don't have a couple billion, so. But, yeah, I hear you joke. I hear your joke.
Hillary's her friend.
I hear your joke.
It's not funny. It's not funny.
These are evil people. These are evil at the very top. Gates is evil as can be, and his wife and Hillary and Hilda Beast, I call her Hillary Clinton, Hilda Beast. Jesus, ripping off little girls' faces. Oh my God, that sent one of our mutual friends, a nurse, friggin' nuts, didn't it? She really complained about that one, Charlene. I'm just laughing. Oh my God, this woman, she does this, and they videotape it.
What this does is the State of the Nation, human antenna broadcasting the vaccine frequency, and they have a video. So that's what this is. You're broadcasting the vaccine frequency. So, and that was David Icke that put up this video.
I know who he is. He wrote about me in his book.
But that's what it is. That the nanoparticles that are on top and then nasal scabs that they're sticking up your nose, they have little antennas. And those are the receiver.
So,
and they're inserting them into your brain. And what does the Bible tell you? You will receive the mark in your arm, your hand, and on your forehead. And now they're pushing, they got the Band-Aid. They got a Band-Aid, it's glass, which is actually snake teeth. And they want to stick it on your arm. And this way, it shows that you've been marked, that you have received the vaccine. And so these people, look, they're unsaved anyway. And you can't help them. But I look at it that 70% of America is woke up, and maybe we can win this.
We can win it, Charlene. I mean, look at Donald Trump, okay? I support him in the beginning, and, you know, I support a lot of his activity.
You can go to any lawyer and see these doctors and these nurses. The nurses are the ones injecting you. They're injecting you. Get their name, their date of birth and their social security number, so if anything happens, you're going to go to a lawyer and sue them.
Now, Charlene, the people that have been injected, we see these numbers going down. They're saying no more. They've heard enough. People have been woke up with the internet. It has helped. But now they're going after the mouthpieces to get rid of them, the ones speaking out. Now, that's pretty obvious. I mean, they're hitting and targeting. That's FBI 5, folks. That's Division Number 5 of the FBI.
The FBI on us and take us to concentration camps because we're dissidents. And who's doing that? All the mainstream media, New York Times, CNN, and they're calling for us to be arrested. Mm-hmm.
They're pushing their agenda is what they're doing. And they're trying to make people look like they're terrorists or they're bad people for speaking out. And this doctor's been arrested and that one's been arrested, SWAT teamed in the middle of the night. That was up on State of the Nation. Now, that's an example of what's going on. And this is how they try to intimidate your listeners, supporters, etc. And different guests, they'll target them, just like Professor Paul targeted him. I mean, it's just illegal on what they're doing. Now, this is Division Number 5 of the FBI, folks. This is the 7th floor in Washington, D.C., the FBI building, where Strzok worked out of and the others that testified up before Jim Jordan and the others when they hammered him, showed he was a liar, and he was CIA overlay. Now, that's Joint Task Force Group, they call it, Division Number 5. Joint Task Force Group consists of local police departments, intelligence divisions, they call it, and local detectives that are used in the Joint Task Force Group, targeting specific people in their territory, such as me. The local police targeted me. I guarantee you, if you look up, I've got my stalkers up there in a videotape. You can cut and paste and whole bit of it in the past few days. And I've got a few more to put up. I mean, they're stupid. They come in the post office, in behind me, never get out, and then they turn around and follow me out of there. Okay? Playing their game. Got to go see where I'm going next. Then they end up in the parking lot, the next place. So those are the ones that I've been videotaping, okay? Taking care of business to identify them. That's Division Number 5 of FBI. The same ones that got me illegally arrested. Why I'm calling the police reporting a stalker. It's up on StuWeb.com. There's two videos. You got to see the videos of the cops ransacking my car. They're walking around the video and accidentally hitting the button and turning it on, Charlene. So laugh. Those I'll use for court as I sue them. But
even hard scientific published by John Hopkins confirms that self-spreading vaccines are real.
Now, Charlene.
I'm shit here.
People are stupid if they take this vaccination. If they have taken it, they're already cooked. Their bodies are going to melt down according to what these doctors are saying within 36 to 42 months because of all the protein. These three type of proteins they put in there, they just shove your immune system in super overdrive. Is that about the truth? What's going to happen?
Well, even Canada Supreme Court of Ontario will hear COVID crimes against humanity in this video. And that's up on State of the Nation. So we are fighting back. So as Americans, we can we can all stand up and fight back. They're scared of us, okay? We still got our guns, and we have more people on our side. If only 70% of us, if we would stand up, we can win. And how can we do that? Do the same thing. Crimes against humanity, against our government, and start doing all these doctors. You start rounding up their names, all these nurses, all these doctors that, or the people in these hospitals, the boards that control them, the president of the hospital. You put all their names up on this list, and you take them to the International Criminal Court against crimes against humanity, and use the Nuremberg Code.
What you need to do,
because they have violated this by using a non-approved vaccine to administer on the, as I put a bunch of guinea pigs, when they knew back in 1984 that this was just a common cold.
Now, Charlene, what you laid out here is pretty powerful. It gives a lot of good information. Now, we're in a time. It's very,
we have to. This is what everybody else in other countries are doing. It. We can do it too.
We can do it, but we need to also do it in our courts here in America. We need to go into federal courts and start suing the shit out of them. Seriously, put a stop to it.
Corrupted, and so are our DAs. That's what my, and so 2022 was about, or 2020.
Well, that's where, Charlene, that's where you give super attention. This is what I've learned as a whistleblower. You give super attention to whatever the cause is at the time. Get as much noise going on the cause, which is suing him in court and winning in court. The key in the court is producing the evidence. Boom. Just wait and see, folks, what I'm going to do to him.
All these other countries are suing their countries for doing this. We can too. And that when your child has died, or your loved one, your parent, your wife, your father, your husband, you have charges against the person, you can bring them up into the International Criminal Court for crimes against humanity.
But you can also do crimes against humanity in federal court here, Charlene. And it's important to do it here because Ramsey Clark, as an example I talked about earlier, he got those charges against Daddy Bush and the Bush crowd. And, I mean, I think Hildebeest even got one of the charges, as I recall. But he wrote a book about it.
Yeah,
because they could never serve him. The United States of America would not take those indictments and bring them forth. They wouldn't honor them because, oh, they're protected. They're protected from what? It's above the law, a separate set of books for them. They never get prosecuted for all their crimes, murders, and all the other shit that they've done. Jesus.
2-year-old baby died during Pfizer COVID-19 experiments on children. Within 6 days of receiving the second injection of Pfizer's experimental one-time coronavirus COVID-19 vaccine, a 2-year-old baby enrolled in the company's clinical trials for children passed away.
Well, they need
so
to
you're
going to
take your kids and you're going to let them inject this poison into you. That's your problem.
Well, you know, I'm in agreement in the international court as far as, people found in there against America for forcing this and everybody involved forcing it upon. But we also need to be doing it in a state level, in your own district, in federal court. And people can do these suits. It's not that hard to do. Okay, crimes against humanity is a crime here on federal books, as I recall. I'm not an attorney, but I can do it. I can do my own thing. I was trained by these attorneys in Springfield, Missouri, that were locked up with me, a whole bunch of them, how to shepherdize and do everything. So, you know, how to write a brief. Anyway, not everybody can do that.
Every American needs to wake up back to the rapidly emerging reality. So long as the people do not care to exercise their freedoms, those who wish to be tyrannized will do so. For tyrants are active and aren't, and will devote themselves to the name of any number of gods, religions, and otherwise to put shackles upon sleeping men.
We're in those times, aren't we, Charlene? Staring us right in the face, all this evil.
We're in some deep crap, so the only thing I could say is we can, like I said, start to sue them. Everybody who's lost a family member, start suing them. And you go after the hospital board, the president, sue the people at the hospital, start suing the governor, the mayor of your town, because they're the ones that pushed this vaccine. Look, I don't care anymore. They're gonna try to kill me. I don't care. And guess what? I'm not going to let them. So the only thing I can do is stand up and fight back, and this is the way I'm fighting. And so it takes everybody to stand up and fight, not sit there and cover in a corner and let them kill us. Because you're going to have to defend yourself at this point. We have no law, we have no order, and we have no government. We've seen them steal the election and install Obama Biden, okay? Now, Biden, Obama paid Dominion $400 million to install Biden. That's the data coming out about this. So that proves that he committed treason in installing Biden. And you see, Biden is a retard. I think he has an intelligence, an IQ of 2. And this is the president of the United States.
I think, see, under 18 U.S.C. 1927 through 18 U.S.C. 1967, RICO, Racketeering, Influence, Corruption, Organizational Act, which includes 18 U.S.C. 1960, 1901, 1905, 1911, 1952, 1956, 57, 61, 62, 3, 4, RICO. Continuous criminal enterprise.
Obama is a billionaire.
Continuous criminal enterprise. He's a billionaire because he got $2.5 billion payment from Larry Mizell at a special meeting with Norman Brownstein, the two APEC directors that were on the board of Silverado Savings Loan with Neil Bush, that were running the show for my ex-father-in-law, Leonard Millman. Now, that guy, those two, gave before Barack Obama left the White House, when all of a sudden he says, oh, yeah, the Attorney General Loretta Lynch can be nominated, says John McCain, because McCain was controlled by Mizell, okay, controlled by Millman, and then Mizell, and McCain was the one that held up until after Larry Mizell had a special dinner with Norman Brownstein at the White House and wrote out a check for the $100 million new presidential library of Barack Obama in Chicago, Illinois. Now, he made the contribution, the $2.5 billion, and then McCain comes out 2 days later and says, oh, yeah, or the next day, whatever it was, oh, yeah, we passed the Abortion Act, and now Loretta Lynch has been confirmed as well. So, Charlene, that was the payment to Barack Obama from Larry Mizell. He needs to be arrested. Are you still with me?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Treason Neutrality Act, 22 U.S.C. 445, Treason Neutrality Act of 1939. And this also ties in with what is considered to be the violations of the Barclay-Cohen Denture Act, which is 28 U.S.C. 1331, because of all the crimes that they've done in the past, including the murdering of all of these people. Okay. They're also, we could charge them with 18 U.S.C.
20. With this because they're pushing this 12 and older now, 12 and under, and 6 months old and 2, whatever. You allow your children to be vaccinated. Your children will no longer have children. This is a sterilizing weapon which destroys your uterus. The women that have been receiving injections or people that even been by these people who received this vaccine have now had miscarriages, and there's reports that some women are losing their uterus through the blood clotting.
Okay, now the way we could pick them off would be 18 U.S.C. 1117, conspiracy to murder, and we can get them for sedition conspiracy, 18 U.S.C. 2384, seditious conspiracy, rebellion and insurrection, which they are causing, 18 U.S.C. 2383, rebellion, insurrection. There's all kinds of attempted murder.
You can get them for that, and they're shooting poison into us, so you have a right to sue them for that also.
And you can get them under all kinds of titles, under attempted murder and so forth, and murder under 18 U.S.C. 1952, 2251, et cetera, 3109. These are all 18 U.S.C.s, 2421, 3057, 1503, 1331, et cetera. But they're, Charlene, these people need to be imprisoned immediately, in my opinion, for what they have done. And it's going to take an attorney's to do it in this country. That's how it's out. The only way it's going to be done. And it's people coming together in your own community, jumping together and telling the attorney, hey, we'll give you 90% just to collect the money out of their asses. Give the other 10% to us for doing the filing, paying for it to get it going. Shut them down. Shut them down with your kids. Like Charlene said, what is it? You want them to be in school. You need to have them in school so you can go make a living and they can get educated. Okay? At the same time, you want them safe.
And
you don't, want them vaccinated because they're going to end up being dead is right. You don't want that.
From having children, this is the end of the population, the human race, and this is depopulation.
Now, if people don't realize that she's saying this, she's telling a lot of truth. Now, there's another part of this, is the fact that you're giving your kids laptops, these little laptops to work with and play with. There's reports out there all over the place. After 6 months of using a laptop every day, children are sterile. It's proven in adults, and it's doing it to your children, in case you didn't know it. So the laptops aren't a good idea. You're not going to have grandkids. Anyway, Charlene, you got anything else to add?
No, that's good. I think I badgered them enough.
Yeah, I think you took care of them. I think, you know.
Remember, if you want to donate, I'm Charlene Zeckender on Facebook.
Yeah, spell you out your Facebook. You want your puppy. You've been educating. You should have a puppy. Give out your Facebook name. Spell it out.
Charlene Zeckender. Z-E-C-H-E-N-D-E-R.
Now, if someone's got, what kind of puppy do you want?
I want a yellow retriever puppy, male.
Well, maybe someone's got one. I'll give you one.
5 years ago.
There you go. Look out for her puppy, folks. Make sure she gets one.
If you want me to be happy, I'll be happy then. Oh, I'm not happy.
Yeah, I know. It's not a happy time for any of us, Charlene, but we got to go through it.
We're in hell right now. It can get worse. Believe me, it can get a lot worse when they start kicking in our doors and dragging us to the concentration camps. And at that point, I'm pulling my gun and we'll be in a gunfight right then and there.
Well, I'm saying the same thing. That's basically what's going to happen. And when they come for the guns, folks, that's the time to use them.
We the people. This is a government of we the people, for the people. These people up in D.C. do not represent us. They are a bunch of tyrants, dictators, and communists trying to take over our country who have done so. And we allow them. And we have done nothing to stop them. We allow them to steal our elections and install these puppets for this communism to destroy us and kill us. And remember, they have to destroy America to get their new world order.
Yeah, they said it right.
With 70% of America not taking the vaccine, we can win this.
That's right.
Because even the military is what, 1 million people? Wow. Out of how many? 200 million people?
We got 330 million legitimate.
And one third is vaccinated, 30%.
Yeah, well, kill that off. So we're down about 210 million people. Hey,
yeah.
against
I think we can take the military.
I think so. I think we can take the cops on the streets, too. Take them all at once. Clean the problem up.
That's guerrilla warfare to defend your land and your property.
By the way, a cop told me that I've known for years, he made a statement to me. He said that over 70% of the cops, if they're told to go confiscate weapons, they're going to take the day off or the week off. They're not going to be participating in it. He took a survey of a local police department here in the Kansas City area.
Well, you're not in a Democratic state like here in Pennsylvania. We got these Democrats that took over our state when we're mostly a bunch of Republicans.
They're Democrats. Democrats. Democrats, not Democrats. Democrats. And we don't live in a democracy. We live in a republic.
If I had any power, I would lead an army to take back our country.
By the way, Charlene, speaking about armies, there's a lot of rumors flying around some of these other places without speaking them. But they're pushing the fact of the agenda is to round everybody up with the military. Now, we already know FEMA's a part of that. That was created by Ollie North, folks, and Daddy Bush when Daddy Bush was vice president and president. And it was set up as a little Nazi organization. As they said, once Bush Ollie was around Bush too much, he became evil, as Al Martin said. He became fucking evil, Ollie North. Now, they created FEMA. And this was later adopted by the U.S. government, that is the Congress and Senate, as a legit organization after it had been built with drug money from Iran-Contra. And they had $2.5 billion. They made three tanks that were nuclear, would stand a nuclear blast. Ollie North envisioning himself out on the battlefield in America running around this tank, I guess. He mentally was like Daddy Bush. Now, FEMA did set up, and underneath there, I saw it personally in Indiana, Indianapolis. Preacher lost his big church over there, forgot his name right offhand, but it was the first Christian church, I think. It was the first Baptist church. He had a big patriot group there I spoke at. Now, they took me out in the field, railroad cars, where the train tracks are, and they showed me, and you could walk right through the gate. The gate was open. Stepped right up on a rail car, folks. There's the shackles, and there's the handcuffs lining the walls. That was part of their FEMA. Run around, take people to concentration camps. Now, Otis Johnson, super spook, told me before his death a few years back here, about 3 years ago or four. He worked for General Flynn, by the way, and Flynn got arrested 2 weeks later after they murdered Otis. And here's the point, is that he had indicated to me that they had put at the end of I-70, where it ends and hits the highway that goes north and south, into Utah, trying to think, 95 or I-15, maybe 15, that comes up through there. It goes up Salt Lake City from Las Vegas. Just where it hits, there's a town called Richfield. There's an alien base hooked in from there all the way up to Bluffdale, Utah, where that secret underground base is of the NSA, all hooked into all this electronics crap, hooked in with Israel. Israel. And it's all part of what was called, not only tied to West Star, but it's also tied to Bill Hamilton that got screwed. Whistleblower, good guy. Inslaw, the Inslaw software. And that's where it originated. And all the technology from that and the alien technology. And they got all this hooked up. But right there, they put a big concentration camp at I-70 and I-15 there at Richfield. Alien base from there up to Bluffdale. Now, what did they put out? Out on the south, he said the southeast corner of the two interstates. They put 10 miles of barbed wire fence in there. 10 miles square of barbed wire fence. Concentration camp. What are they going to do? Take these people by rail cars and haul them out there? And do what? Feed them to the aliens? Don't think it won't happen, folks. These aliens eat people. They're fallen angels. They're not aliens. The NSA calls them aliens. And they got 200,000 of them registered. They're human beings possessed by these fallen angels. Happens to be that Daddy Bush was the first to go in the White House that was fallen angel possessed in our time. With that said, Charlene, what do we got to do? We have to take it back, don't we? So it's going to take a mass of people to do it. Everybody resist. Everybody start fighting back against the government and going in a way of cleaning it up.
We're going to have to be like Black Lives Matter. When you see them attacking other patriots, stand up with them and start videoing them doing this to patriots and do them like they did the police.
No, that's true, because they're going to be coming after all of us. I mean, it's already demonstrated with me that they're after me to shut me up, and I'm not going to shut up. I'm here to stay. But I know you are too, but we're all going to have to stand up seriously together and do something about what's going on. So with that said, Charlene, I want to thank you for coming on. We've had an hour.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Have a good one.